Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Watch unit for the month of January. Welcome to January. Welcome to the winter. Hopefully, you're keeping nice and warm, and you can cozy up inside and listen to a little bit of the news. We've got something going on in Iceland and also something going on in Finland. So I guess we're focusing on Scandinavia in today's News Watch unit.
Yeah, over there in Finland, they're trying to decrease their carbon emissions. And so we've got an airline called Finnair, which makes sense for Finland. They're using a new kind of biofuel, and we're going to talk about that. But first, as we always do, we're going to read through both news articles with Tom taking the first one, and I'll take the second one, and here we go.
Iceland Memorial marks loss of first glacier. In a somber wake-up call, Iceland has unveiled a memorial plaque for the first of its 400 glaciers lost to climate change. The former Ókjökull Glacier once covered an area of 15 square kilometers and was 50 meters thick. In just 100 years, it has melted to just 1 square kilometer that is now less than 15 meters deep and can no longer be called a glacier. In order for ice to be a glacier, it must gain more mass each winter than it loses in summer. Glaciers that no longer do this are known as dead ice. Unless the world rapidly changes course on climate change, Ókjökull's fate will be shared by every other glacier in Iceland. With temperatures rising twice as fast in the Arctic as in other regions of the world, the country's glaciers could all melt away within 200 years. The Icelandic people hope the memorial to Ókjökull will remind the living it is up to us all to act and save our world.
Finnair leads the way in eco-friendly airline fuels. As part of its new initiative to decrease its carbon emissions, Finnair has completed its first flights using a new biofuel blend. The Finnish airline partnered with two biofuel providers to create the mixture, 12% of which is cooking oil. The first trip made using this fuel was a flight from San Francisco to Helsinki in August 2019. The airline's decision to use biofuels came as a result of its Push for Change initiative. This project also allows passengers to make carbon offset payments, added on in small amounts to the price of their airline tickets. The money is used to plant trees to make up for the carbon emissions caused by the flight. Other airlines are also looking for ways to reduce their emissions amid growing concerns about flying's effects on climate change. American carrier United Airlines and Dutch airline KLM, for instance, we'll both be buying large amounts of biofuel over the next few years.
Okay, so as promised, we're going to Scandinavia in today's program. First, let's go to Iceland, which is off the coast of Norway there, a couple of hundred miles or so. It's all by itself there. It's quite a popular tourist destination these days. I've heard of a lot of people going to Iceland. And so something is happening there, though. The first story is about a memorial there being put up to mark the loss of the first glacier. So the title of this article is Iceland Memorial Marks Loss of First Glacier. So here we've got memorial as a vocabulary word here. Memorial is just something that is set up or constructed so that people remember something. In Washington, D.C., the United States, there's the Lincoln Memorial, which is a special building built to commemorate President Lincoln. And there are probably memorials in Taiwan as well.
Oh, sure. The one that comes to my mind is the Sun Yat-sen Memorial. You know, he's sitting in that big chair on Zhongshao Donglu. And that's a nice memorial hall. that they've established it to help people remember a person and their contributions to history and to society. Here, they've put up a memorial plaque, kind of as a goodbye to the first glacier that didn't make it. So it's a somber wake-up call. Somber means pretty serious. You'll see this word used quite frequently when you're talking about a funeral or something where people shouldn't be laughing. It's quite serious and sometimes even sad. A wake-up call is something that happens to you that gets you to take action. Maybe you needed to do something and you've been putting it off, and then you get the wake-up call. For example, you might have needed to go see the dentist. Suddenly, your tooth cracks and breaks. It's a wake-up call. Hey, quit eating the candy. You got to go to the dentist. A wake-up call, something that gets you to take action. Iceland has unveiled, which means they have something that they had covered up. Usually when we have a new memorial or a plaque, they make it kind of a ceremony where they cover it up and then they unveil it, which means they take that covering off so people can see what's there. They're unveiling a memorial plaque, kind of a big, just a piece of wood usually that has an inscription, which just means lettering that's been graved on it, marking some sort of person or event. They have a plaque for the first of its 400 glaciers lost to climate change. Wow, they have 400 glaciers. That's a lot of glaciers. Yeah, so I'm going to let Tom take it over from here because that glacier's name is really hard to say.
We're not responsible for pronouncing Icelandic correctly here, but we'll give it the old college try here. I'll give it my best shot. So here in the next sentence it says, the former Ölkjökull Glacier once covered an area of 15 square kilometers and was 50 meters thick. Okay, so that's the name of this glacier here. And we did go online and try to figure out how to pronounce it in Icelandic. But my goodness, they pronounce it so weird.
And fast.
Yeah, it might as well be a language from outer space or something like that. So we're just going to read it as we think it should be pronounced. Ölkjökull, that's the name of this glacier. And it once covered a very large area, an area of 15 square kilometers. So you can figure out how much covered by, taking the sides and dividing by the square root or whatever, and you can figure out how much area it covered. And it was also pretty thick, 50 meters thick. So it was as thick as half a football field.
Wow.
That's a lot of ice, but I guess it's melted quite a bit from its former days.
In just 100 years, it has melted to just one square kilometer that is now less than 15 meters deep. And so it can no longer be called a glacier because a glacier is defined by a certain, a height and depth and width. So they have rules. You can't be a glacier unless you're big enough. So if you melt, of course, you're taking a solid or usually a frozen substance that then turns into liquid. For example, ice melts, something, your heart can melt. Mm. We use it sometimes as more of a, it's not literal, it's figurative. Oh, her heart melted when she saw her new puppy, because she was just so in love with the puppy. But here it really is literal, where something that's frozen is turning into a liquid to melt. So it can no longer be called a glacier. In order to be, for ice to be called a glacier, to have that term, it must gain more mass each winter than it loses in summer. So it kind of has to put on some weight. Has to put on some ice in the winter, because of course it's going to lose some in the summer. And glaciers that no longer do this are known, sadly, as dead ice. They're dead.
And they're probably going to melt totally away eventually if things don't change. So again, that's the criteria for ice to be called a glacier. It's got to get more mass, more ice, more weight every winter than it actually loses in summer. So I guess it keeps losing weight all the time. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if we could say that about our bellies?
Especially in the winter.
Yeah, so my belly would not have to be called a glacier anymore. That would be really, really nice.
That would be good.
But it keeps getting bigger and bigger, so I guess I've got a big glacier around my midsection there. And here in the next paragraph it says, unless the world rapidly changes course on climate change, Okyukul's fate will be shared by every other glacier in Iceland and in probably different parts of the world as well. So here we've got this phrase to change course. Course basically refers to where you're going. If you're sailing from, say, Europe to the United States, you need to plot a course on the ocean where you're going to go. But this is kind of a phrase here to change course. That means you need to make changes in how you're doing things.
Right. Yeah, we use that quite often if we're just talking about, you know, the direction someone's moving in. But here it's actually how to get from one place to another, changes course. So Okyukul, is that what you said, fate?
Okyukul.
Oh, you're good.
Okyukul.
This glacier's fate will be shared by every other glacier in Iceland if things keep getting warmer and warmer. So with temperatures rising twice as fast in the Arctic as in other regions of the world, the country's glaciers could all melt away within 200 years. So it's getting warmer faster up north. The Icelandic people hope the memorial to this glacier will remind the living it is up to us all to act and save our world. We've got to work together to save our planet. Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break, listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we're going to talk about kind of a cool new biofuel that airlines are starting to use.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第五单元。哎，两则新闻的第一则，知道全球暖化的影响，当然这篇文章的内容其实是值得大家深自警惕的。在冰岛这里有一个冰河的告别式，我们先看到这个新闻里头，他就提到这个告别式呢，他为了消失的冰河而成立了一个纪念碑。那这条冰河原来呢它有15平方公里，可是现在呢竟然只有1平方公里。而且我们也知道，本来我们说什么叫冰河，就像这边文章里解释的，冰河应该每一年冬天的时候它的 mass 也就是质量应该要比夏天因为冰溶解失去的来得多，不然的话它就叫做 dead ice。 dead ice 也就是死冰，所以也就不再是所谓的 glacier 冰河了。好，那我们首先要注意的是第一段里头，诶，有几个重点，像文法上要注意到 once O-N-C-E 提到说，曾经一度它是一条有15平方公里大的这样子的区域的冰河。 Once 讲的就是曾经之前 Once。 好，来我们再看看下面呢，说到了如果世界上我们现在不再做任何的改变的话，那很可能以后啊每一条冰河命运都一样。那注意到这个字 unless， 我们知道它是一个代表除非附属连接词。好，那这个子句里面还要注意到的就是 on 这个介系词。 on 基本上往往就表示某一个 issue， 所以就这个议题来说 on。 下面呢还有一个重要的解句构，它提到说因为啊我们现在的气温上升的速度在比起世界其他地方，在北极这里呢简直是已经快到要两倍。好，这边的 with W-I-T-H 我们要留意 with 介系词的用法，它后面呢往往就是它加一个受词，受词后面加一个补语，那它的含义上往往就是要表达是在这个情况之下，或者在这样的条件之下。那这边当然它告诉我们温度一直的上升，而且两倍速度之快，所以 temperature 后面的 rising 记得这是一个补语位置上的，那当然 rise 是主动语态，所以你会用 ving 现在分词的形式。好，另外还有一点就是谈倍数，在英文里面 谈倍数哦，两倍 twice， 它后面的句构 twice as fast as， 这是一种原级比较，然后用倍数 twice， 可是Twice 很奇妙的就是它后面呢不会写成比较级说 twice faster than， 这是不存在的，所以要特别注意。好，再来我们看最后呢有一个说法，他说啊采取行动拯救地球，这是我们大家的责任。好，是我们大家的责任， It's up to us all， 如果一件事情是看你， It's up to you， 看什么是什么而来决定，这是一个常见的用法。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. It's News Watch, and we've got two big news stories to share with you. The first one, that we talked through has a headline. Remember, it's called the headline, the title. Iceland Memorial marks loss of first glacier. So they decided to put a memorial plaque up, because this was a big deal. That was the first of their 400 glaciers that has been lost to climate change. Okay, now this story, Tom, is about an airline called Finnair, which I've never actually flown on before. Have you?
No, I haven't, but I'm sure looking forward to doing so in the future. Mm-hmm. But this is the name of this airline I'm imagining based in Finland called Finnair. And, of course, they're leading the way in eco-friendly airline fuels. So this phrase here, eco-friendly, just means it's something that's good for the environment. It doesn't pollute or it doesn't use, petroleum products or coal or things like that. It uses renewable energy. So this is an airline that's using eco-friendly fuel, which I guess comes from plants.
Yeah, so they've got this new initiative to decrease its carbon emissions. When you see this word initiative, it's used in different ways, but here we're talking about some sort of policy. Sometimes the policy starts with the politicians talking about it, but sometimes it can just be a group of businesses who decide to try something new, and they've got an initiative or this idea, this strategy that they've come up with, and they're going to lower their carbon emissions there in Finland. Finnair has completed its first flights using a new biofuel blend. Blend means it's got different parts mixed together to come up with this new biofuel. So the Finnish airline partnered with two biofuel providers to create the mixture. Oh, so it really was kind of a thing that a team actually accomplished. They had two different biofuel providers, two different companies who were coming up with biofuel, and they worked together with Finnish Airline. If you partner with something or partner with somebody, it just means you team up with either a company or maybe a classmate or maybe a group of people. It doesn't have to be, just two people, like a partnership. It could be a group of people. But they partnered with these biofuel providers to create the mixture, of which 12% is cooking oil. I can't imagine an airplane flying on, vegetable oil or olive oil. Kind of interesting idea.
Well, it's oil and it probably can burn. So most of it, of course, is traditional petroleum, but 12% is cooking oil. And I just wanted to mention an example with partner with. Uh-huh. I think many years ago, there used to be the Ericsson company, and then there was Sony.
Oh, yeah.
And Sony and Ericsson partnered with each other and created cell phones. I think Ericsson no longer exists. I think it was swallowed up by Sony, but I'm not good at business, so don't quote me on that.
They were big for a while. while, weren't they?
They were, but then smartphones came and kind of wiped out a lot of different companies there. Like Nokia is gone.
Nokia is still around.
Oh, they still are. Okay. Well, they're not the top name like they used to
be. But they used to be like Ericsson. They were big.
Yeah. They were indeed. I had a Nokia phone at one time.
Me too.
But in any case, the Finnish airline has partnered with two biofuel providers. They're working together to create this mixture that is 12% cooking oil. And the first trip made using this fuel was a flight from San Francisco to Helsinki in August 2019, which was just last summer there. So they flew all the way from San Francisco to Helsinki.
Wow.
Hey, I passed through the San Francisco airport in August. Maybe I was there at the same time that this flight took off. Who knows?
Oh,
but as you know, Helsinki is the capital city of Finland.
Now, in the next paragraph, it says the airline's decision to use biofuels came as a result of its Push for Change initiative. So at this point in paragraph 2, we're being told what the name of the initiative was. These initiatives usually have some fancy name, some catchy name that people, you know, can use, and it sounds kind of cool. Push for Change. People who are trying to get things, to be more futuristic, to think about the future. So, yeah, it came as a result of this initiative. If they hadn't had the initiative, I don't know if the airline would have made the decision to try using these biofuels, but thank goodness they did. This project also allows passengers to make carbon offset payments added on in small amounts to the price of their airline tickets. It's kind of like paying a fee for doing something naughty. You know, oh, shouldn't take a flight on an airplane. It's bad for the environment. But I will pay some money so that kind of offset the damage I've done. We hear about these carbon offset payments by famous movie stars. You know, they want to tell us all we need to save the world, and yet they're constantly flying around on their private jets.
Yeah, they should ride bicycles or something like that.
Well, and they always say, oh, but I'm paying for it. I'm making these carbon offset payments, so it's okay. Actually, it's really not.
Okay, well, offset, of course, is to compensate for something.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, we all hope that our income will offset the bills we need to pay. In other words, we can make more money, and then we can use the extra money to pay our bills, and we can save money over time and retire and have money to travel and stuff like that. So, yes, indeed, you can add a small amount to the price of your airline ticket, and then the money is used to plant trees to make up for the carbon emissions caused by the flight. So here we've got the phrase to make up for something, which basically means to offset something or to compensate for something. So if you do something bad to someone else, you can say, hey, let me make it up to you. Let me make up for what I did.
Yeah.
I treated you so badly. I yelled at you. Let me take you out to dinner to make up for what I've done, to compensate for what I did.
Or maybe when you were a kid, you broke your friend's toy to make up for breaking it. Maybe you had to go and do some work, and then you're able to buy them another toy to make up for breaking the first one. So they use the money to plant trees to make up for the carbon emissions caused by the flight. Now, other airlines are also looking for ways to reduce their emissions amid growing concerns about flying's effects on climate change. So they're all kind of looking for ways that they can do their part for the planet. Now, you know that reduce your emissions, what that means amid. Ooh, we don't see this word very often, do we? Amid just means in the middle of or surrounded by. There are also some other airlines. They're not quite there. They're not ready to use biofuel themselves, but they're looking around for ways that they can reduce their own carbon emissions because they've noticed that other airlines and people in general have a big growing concern. It's getting more and more vocal, I think, from people who are concerned about this. They're worried about flying's effects on climate change, so they're trying to think about what they can do as well.
Yep. Amid those concerns, amid those worries, for example, here with amid, in the future, I want to buy a house amid the forests of Nanto. Okay, it would be nice to have a house there in Nanto.
It'd be great.
It'd be really cool. Good place to retire and enjoy nature.
Yeah.
And so that's what they're trying to do here because they're inside these concerns about global warming and climate change and stuff like that. So you can make these carbon payments to offset those emissions because of those growing concerns. Now, American carrier United Airlines and Dutch airline KLM, for instance, will both be buying large amounts of biofuel over the next few years. So a carrier here in this particular case refers to an airline company, Airlines, United Airlines, and then KLM Airlines, which is in the Netherlands. And, of course, they're promising to use biofuels in the future. They're going to jump on the bandwagon. They're going to be doing this as well, trying to play their part or do their part to reduce those carbon emissions.
I wanted to note here, biofuel is actually non-count, guys. Tom was saying biofuels, to talk about like completely different types of biofuel, you could say. So yeah, they're, looking into what they can do as well. I think we'll see more and more, companies looking to, you know, do their part, you could say, to try to reduce the world's carbon emissions or their own carbon emissions for sure. Okay, so that's it. That's the news. A couple of stories that are pretty important in our world. We hope that you get a chance to use some of these great terms, these great phrases. They're actually quite prevalent in a lot of today's stories. That's it. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, though, one more time. So hang in there, and then we'll be back to say goodbye.
好，我们继续看第二则新闻。第二则新闻谈的还是跟环保有关。我们知道 Finnair 他们现在呢用生殖燃料。那提到生殖燃料，英文用 biofuel。那生殖燃料，他们这个生殖燃料实际上很有趣的，就是它是一个混合物，也就是里面用到了食用油。好，这样子的话，当然可以减少对石油的依赖，所以说这是比较环保，也就是比较低碳排放的一种措施。那我们注意到文法上这边有一句话要特别留意，也就是说他讲到了他这个生殖燃料混合物里有 12% 是食用油的时候，他在这句话逗点在 mixture 后面逗点 12% of which is cooking oil。 好，我们晓得英文里面常常在想关带，它放在非限定用法里，也就是逗点的后面，有时候会讲到 some of which， 那这个地方是一个百分比 12% of which， 当然指的就是这一个 mixture 这些混合物里其中 12%， 好，是 cooking oil 食用油。好，除了这个句构之外，在下面这一段里面呢，他也提到了说，这个航空公司现在有个政策，这个政策很有趣哦，他是说要让乘客 make carbon offset payments。 注意到 offset 这个字就是抵消补偿，所以说当你付费有一个费用加在你原来机票价格上，这样付出的代价就是一个碳补偿款项。好，那注意到这个 payment 后面的 added， 我们知道它这个款项是加在原来的机票上，是被加上去的，所以 added 你用的其实是一个过去分词，而 add A to B 这些是 to， 所以后面有一个to the price of their airline tickets。 好，文法上特别注意。我们今天的节目就到这边结束，我们下次见。
That brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie. Bye.